FNC's Wallace accuses GOP rep of defunding the police for not supporting Biden COVID stimulus. By Pam Key on June 27, 2021. Fox News anchor Chris Wallace had a contentious interview with Representative Jim Banks, RN, on this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday over a vote against the Democrats' emergency coronavirus relief bill that included police funds. Banks said, "Today Joe Biden is being held hostage in the White House by the squad and the radicals in the Democrat Party who control their party, who have spent the last year stigmatizing one of the most honorable professions in America in our law enforcement. It's not just about defunding the police, which they fully support. But over the last year, they talked about stripping qualified immunity protections for police officers who do their job. They talk about cashless warrants and decreasing sentences as well. Cashless bail, excuse me, and decreasing sentences." Wallace said, "Congressman Banks, let me push back on that a little bit because of the program that he announced this week. The president said that the central part in his anti-crime package is the $350 billion in the American Rescue Plan, the COVID relief plan that was passed. Take a look at what the president said." In a video, President Biden said, "It means more police officers, more nurses, more counselors, more social workers, more community violence interrupters to help resolve this before they escalate into crimes." Wallace said, "Congressman Banks, you voted against that package, against the $350 billion, just like every other Republican in the House and Senate. So can you make the argument that it's you and the Republicans who are defunding the police?" Banks responded, "Not at all, Chris. Let's go back and look at the record over the last year, the comments that Democrats have made to Rashida Tlaib." Wallace interrupted, "No, no, sir, respectfully. Wait, sir, respectfully, I heard you make that point. But I'm asking you, there's $300 billion in this package, the president says can be used for policing." Banks said, "The point that I'm making is important." Wallace said, "Let me finish, and I promise I will give you a chance to answer. The president is saying cities and states can use this money to hire more police officers, invest in new technologies and develop summer job training and recreation programs for young people. Respectfully, I've heard your point about the last year. But you and every other Republican voted against this $350 billion. Banks said, "When Representative Omar says that policing is rooted in evil and Nancy Pelosi compares officers to stormtroopers, it's very difficult for police officers around the country to recruit people to become police officers. That's the crisis we find a police department all over the country. You can give them more funding, and that's good, but if they can't recruit people to become a police officer because we've stigmatized one of the most honorable professions in America." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.